Road construction seems to be grinding up pavement everywhere these days. The Zoo Interchange, an obvious example. The Wisconsin DOT is also looking ahead to remaking a chunk of I-94 between 16th and 70th Streets. The agency says after more than five decades of heavy use, the stretch is in need of a rebuild. Wednesday, the DOT will hold the first of two hearings to accept public comment. Some people who plan to speak are not happy with the options on the drawing board. After 2 years of analysis, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation has whittled down a pile of options for rebuilding I-94 to two. One is to widen the stretch that passes along the Menominee Valley, Miller Park, and Wood National Cemetery. The other is to double-deck lanes. Either way, more are needed to make the 3.5-mile span safer, according to Jason Lynch. He's a study team supervisor with the DOT.
When we look at the accident rates, the crash rates in this corridor, they range from 2 to 4 times the national and statewide averages for, urban developed area.
And Lynch says the volume of traffic using that particular stretch of I-94 has been trending upward.
Our design year is 2040. They were anticipating a 10 to 15% traffic increase as it goes. That's basically assuming a 0.5% traffic increase every year, which is very conservative.
Jessica Binder thinks either option amounts to turning back the clock. She works for the Wisconsin Bike Fed.
The Bike Fed has no official position on this project. Just as an individual, I have some opinions.
Binder resides in Milwaukee and says whenever possible, she and her family pedal or use public transit to navigate their lives. She says trends show more urban dwellers are doing the same.
And then even SewerPAC, the Southeast Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, they're embarking on a 2050 long-term visioning for the region, and all respondents across all age groups said that they preferred transit expansion over highway expansion.
Binder would like the DOT to use just a fraction of the $1.2 billion it might spend on the I-94 project to repair city streets and tend to persistent potholes.
Basically, just west of us here is where a lot of the runoff is likely to come in.
Cheryl Nunn stands on a pedestrian bridge mid-Menominee Valley. The river rushes beneath us. It's her job with the Milwaukee Riverkeeper to monitor sources that pollute the rivers and ultimately make their way into Lake Michigan. She says paved surfaces are a major urban culprit.
Whether it's an on-grade expansion or a double-decker expansion, adding more concrete and more impervious surfaces means, more stormwater runoff. This time of year, it's road salt and de-icers. And so that means kind of over a longer period of time, we'd expect there to be, major stress to fish and aquatic life because they're living in a saline environment, if you will, over a longer period of time.
Nunn says so far, the DOT plans are sparse when it comes to managing stormwater runoff for a rebuilt freeway. Agency Supervisor Jason Lynch admits handling rain and snow in a congested urban setting is challenging. He says the DOT will explore options, including retention ponds and porous pavement, but not yet.
As far as where certain pipes would go, that's the level of detail that you wouldn't get into until later design phases.
On the eve of the public hearing, a couple of Milwaukee aldermen and a group calling itself the Coalition for More Responsible Transportation gathered at City Hall. They maintain fixing the aging freeway corridor makes sense, but expanding its footprint does not. Spokesperson Bruce Spate accuses the DOT of not having its facts straight.
Traffic counts in the corridor have gone down from 2000 to 2012, but also the DOT has pointed out that there are crash problems, safety issues, but what they've not done is study where they're occurring and what's causing them. And to say that there's a safety problem and therefore we should widen a highway is inadequate.
Spate says his group has come up with an effective, affordable solution. It includes making sure I-94 is in good shape, but instead of adding lanes, the DOT would create an adjacent rapid transit system. Susan Bentz, 89.7. WUWM.